You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Right now, though, we've got Dance Plant Collective, or two of Dance Plant Collective, up in the BFM studios. We've got Tui and Bella. Kia ora, how are you guys? Kia ora. Oh, I better turn your mics on. That would help, wouldn't it? thank you for popping up this morning. It's a bit of a gloomy day out there, but we're talking about some very cool things that you guys are up to. Let's just start with, who are Dance Plant Collective? What are you guys? What do you do?
We are a group of contemporary dancers, and we met during our studies at Unitech. Mm-hmm. We did the contemporary dance degree there, and in our third and final year we decided that we wanted to make a show when we graduated to keep the ball rolling. We knew that we made really awesome dance theatre work together, and then from there we just kept on making stuff, and over the past 2.5 years I think we've made about 3 full-length shows now, done a whole bunch of different site-specific performances, performed in galleries, performed in all sorts of interesting spaces, and it's just a really wonderful way of working together. We're very democratic, so no one's in charge, so we make all of our decisions together, which can be challenging at times also, but it means that everyone has space to also do the projects that they want to do and have the support of everyone.
How many people are in Dance Plant Collective in total?
The main core people, there's six
of you. You've got a few sort of people that you bring in sometimes, or
For this specific project we're working with, we're bringing in a couple of other performers and dancers from different institutions.
Awesome.
We're primarily all women in Dance Plant Collective, and for this project we've brought in 3 men, which is cool.
That's cool.
Different energy, which is fun.
So this is the project that is part of First Thursdays, which is tomorrow, reminding people at home, it's the 4th of July. Can't believe it's July already. That is deeply alarming, but the silver lining to that is that we do get to have First Thursdays up on K Road, and you guys will be performing there as well. So what can people expect from that?
First Thursdays, we've been doing it for about a year, and this time we are working with some props that we'll be using for Tūrama later in the month, which are these huge kind of light plinth boxes that the performers will be dancing on.
Fantastic.
And with and around.
How did you make those? Did you guys make them, or did you find them? Or
My dad made them.
Oh, shout out.
And then I constructed them with, they've got Perspex lids, like glass lids, and we've just been gluing and, I don't know, having a lot of fun in the workshop.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. So people who might not have seen you perform before, you kind of sit on the boundary of contemporary art and performance art, sorry, contemporary dance and performance art, wherever that blurry line is.
Yeah.
If you guys, when you were making work together at Unitech, as you said, did it start in a more sort of contemporary dance setting and then kind of end up in these, like you got invited to make art in gallery spaces and stuff, and it sort of blurred into that space? Or were you always kind of interested in the more sort of, like, I guess, kind of performance art side of it as well?
It's both, eh? I think we're as a collective, really interested in the intellectual pursuit of movement.
Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be more to dance that keeps us interested in it. And I think that naturally goes towards social and political boundaries, which then thus becomes a bit more experimental.
Mm. You guys say that you're grounded in an ecological framework. What does that mean for dance, I guess?
In our first show, we were really inspired by rhizome theory. We had an amazing lecturer at uni called Scott Wilson, and it just made a lot of sense in terms of the way that we were working. So it's this idea that knowledge isn't like the tree of knowledge. It's like good ideas happen in collaboration, and you're mm-hmm. chatting, and then you bounce off each other, and then you build this thing. And so there's no ownership over the idea. It's created together, and it's a lot like these underground tree root networks that communicate, and how nature kind of works together in harmony. And so we really liked that idea, and we felt like it's relevant not just to that particular show, but also the way that we work in general.
Everything kind of works together. You know, the conversation you had at breakfast feeds into the studio later on.
Yeah.
Everyone's day kind of co-creates whatever the energy that we bounce off at that time.
Yeah, totally.
And it's all relevant. So it's kind of that way of working.
When you bring in people who aren't part of your normal sort of core collective, how does that change the dynamic? Do you have to sort of like adapt the way that you work, or does it become very naturally they just sort of slot in?
I think for this show, this is the first time we've actually invited quite a few people in, and part of that was because three of our main dancers in our collective are travelling at the moment overseas, and so we put out expressions of interest and kind of said what we were after, and we just got a range of people who applied, and we kind of selected people based on wanting to kind of create quite a diverse range of people, and also people who are really lovely and would bring a really nice energy to the space.
Totally.
Because that's kind of the number one thing, is you want to have nice people.
You want to have a good time.
Exactly. So, yeah, I definitely think that everyone's kind of on the same page, and it's been nice having a new group of people to work with. They're super talented and super focused, and, yeah, it's been really great.
Fantastic. So people can catch you tomorrow as part of First Thursdays. They can also catch you at the Turama Festival, which is the, I think it's the inaugural Turama Festival as well. Both of those things are free, which is fantastic. So people should definitely head along to both of those. Whereabouts can people find you on K Road tomorrow night?
On Cross Street.
Cross Street.
We will be activating on Cross Street this time, which is the new thing for First Thursdays and the new thing for us. Usually we are in amongst it on the main hub, but... Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to be down the bottom there working alongside Dubtext, which is a sort of synth improv duo, which we end up kind of jamming with during First Thursdays and now have now found that we work quite well together. So we will be dancing alongside them with these light boxes, doing sort of live improvised structures and doing a little excerpts from what's to come in Turama as well.
Fantastic. Yeah. That sounds very exciting. Last thing I wanted to ask you as well is you guys always have quite interesting costumes when you perform. I've seen a few different kinds of things. What can people expect from tomorrow's outfits?
Quite pedestrian, actually.
Not too wild.
No, we've done like so many different crazy costumes, dressing up in, I don't know, pool noodles and, I don't know, painter outfits. But this time, we're just working with a base colour and everyone's kind of got their own vibe.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Well, thank you, Bella and Tui from Dance Plant Collective. People can go and see them tomorrow as part of First Thursdays or later in Turama Festival as well. Thanks for coming up this morning.
Cool. Thank you so much for having
us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.